You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back to Cavalier Corners. We continue along across ESPN Radio in Virginia. More JF lacrosse talk. And this time we're glad to be joined in the studio by the head coach of the JF Cavalier lacrosse team, Jesse Bakel. Coach, first off, appreciate you making time for us in the midst of the season.
Absolutely. Glad to be here again.
It's nice to have you back here in studio. You've joined us on the Sports Line before, which is our weekday afternoon show across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Now we're here going a little bit more in depth into JF lacrosse and your overall experiences. For you, this is your fourth season as the head coach of the JF lacrosse program, eighth overall within the program. From where you were at the beginning to now, and I love asking this question just because the journey is so unique and neat to follow, but from your eyes, take us through that journey that you've experienced and seen from your time as an assistant to becoming a head coach to now coaching a varsity team at JF.
Absolutely. When I first got down here to the area and moved here, lacrosse is in my blood, and I was simply thrown around down at the local FYA fields and caught the attention of a guy named Mike Paul and Alan Dukes, and they asked me to come aboard this growing program. And at that time, FYA had built a huge base of kids that they just needed some kind of support at the next level. At the time, we had Scott Bladen and Alan Dukes, who were over working at Randolph College, right now coaching lacrosse. They had asked me to come aboard as a general assistant, and that was about 8 years ago now. And I came aboard with a kind of defensive mindset, worked with the goalies, kind of just volunteered my time. As that progressed, did that for 2 years, then I came aboard as a defensive coach for 2 years. And when they moved on, I took over as the head coach for the last 4 years. So with Jefferson Forest and Forest kind of going through kind of what it was as a recreational program to being adopted by Jefferson Forest, it's been a long time, a long path of growth, and kind of see a lot of the fruits of that labor from all these people involved now.
Sure, it's got to be rewarding now that
Absolutely.
You're at this point.
Absolutely. It's so rewarding. The neat thing is we were the team was a bunch of very highly skilled athletes that just needed some direction. Their helmets were mismatched colors. Uniforms had letters falling off. We were playing on fields that hadn't been mowed or had a lot of bare spots, and the players were staying after practice to get rocks out of the field so they wouldn't get hurt in practice the next day. And now Jefferson Forest is a beautiful turf field that we play on. We have brand new Nike sublimated uniforms. We got, I mean, it looks, feels, and we perform like everything we've always deserved to be. And so many people, the Forest community, rallied around the talent of these kids and just heard their call to put something together. And now we have what we have.
Jesse Bakel, head coach for Jefferson Forest lacrosse here. Tell us a little bit more and take us through that. Community support in Forest, clearly it's there for sports, for athletics, mm-hmm. for activities. What have you noticed about just the attitude overall of the community?
It's incredible. I'm not from around here, and what I've found in the Forest community is unprecedented. The families, the support, the financial support, the volunteer support, the rallying around students when they need it, rallying around families when they need it, it's unheard of. And there's no other city, other high school, other town since I've been down here in the Virginia area that I'd rather be a part of. The community is really the other fold. We have the students and the athlete and the talents, and the community really found where to match that athleticism that the students were trying to put out in the field. It came together, and now we have the product we have. So they were really an equal shareholder in making this to be so successful.
It's been neat as well to follow the growth of JF lacrosse. Last year, you had a great run. You lost in the state regional championship to Salem 9-8. It seems like even just from the grimace on your face, that brings up some painful memories for you and your team.
Sure.
Is that still painful, and does that has that been a motivational point?
It is. It is painful. We did lose to Salem in regionals. We did beat them in preseason 10-5, but it is preseason, and that really is not a gauge of kind of what that team's talent is. We know Salem's a great team. We play them again this year. We struggled offensively in that game, and it was tough to get back into at the end, fell one goal short, but we use that absolutely as motivation this year. We know the ton of team we are. We know we only lost two players last year, and there's no reason why we should not have been victorious last year. So we're ready to go. We have a chip on our shoulder that we want to redeem these demons that kind of kind of came out last year at the end of the season that kind of put us away way too early.
So I guess it's safe to say that getting another crack at, you know, Salem and more importantly at a regional championship is a clear goal of this team.
Absolutely. We have a hard time leaving unfinished business, and we lost to that Salem game in regionals by one goal, and that would have put us in the semis. And for us to be there is a goal in itself, a lot of people say, but you know, there's so much more this team can accomplish and can accomplish, and we're not going to rest until we get back there and get another shot at it.
Jesse Bakel with us here on Cavalier Corner, going inside Jefferson Forest Lacrosse as he's the head coach. You mentioned as well not only the term unfinished business, but you know, the long-term goal of this team. You're a coach. I'm sure you've got a blueprint for how you get there. Where do you feel good about this team, and where do you looking to see growth so that you can make a return trip deep into the States?
Our growth and our blueprint to our team has been the same since I've been able to be a part of it, and it's really starting from the defense out. If we can't defend our home, we can't defend our goal, we can't defend our goalie, we're going to struggle to win any games. So every player on the field needs to be basically apt to play defense at all times, and we change people's positions all the time and make them defensive-minded. We will score goals, but if we can't protect our home, we're not going to be very successful. So I think you even see with our attackmen who rarely play defense, they're physical. They're not soft. They're going to come at you. They're going to hit. They're going to run through everything. And they're playing with the same mindset as attackmen that our defenders play as defenders. And that's kind of been our blueprint for success, is I think a lot of teams feel and how physical we are. And that sets a lot of tone, because if you can set the tone of physicality in the game while being disciplined, we seem to control the tempo a lot more than not.
Coach, take that one step further, big picture, in terms of establishing the culture, the identity, and getting the buy-in of the players. Mm-hmm. How big has that defensive-first mindset been?
It's been huge for us, because the team has really bought into it. It's much more – defense is kind of the top layer term for it, but below that is the structure and the discipline that comes with being defensive. I believe you have to be more disciplined and structured on defense than even on offense. So having those layers peeled back of being structured, being disciplined, and being defensive-minded has kind of been the route to our team as a whole. We start most practices and most drills with defensive drills, and we start there. And everything on that, while we need the other aspects of the game, has really provided the success of us so far, and I haven't seen a reason to change it.
It's been neat to watch the growth. JF Lacrosse coach Jesse Bakel with us here on Cavalier Corner. For you so far this season, you know, we've talked about this season, we've talked about the goals and some big picture stuff. Paying back, though, is a real neat term, and I know it's been instrumental for you. Talk a little bit more about what you guys do with the Lynchburg Select Travel Team and being able to partner with the other colleges and other coaches in the area to help grow the overall game. It's something we don't see in a lot of sports.
Absolutely. So we've had a lot of athletes around here looking to just not just play lacrosse locally. They want to see where lacrosse can take them, maybe as a career, maybe to get them into college. And we've had a bunch of different travel programs in the area, and it's caused a lot of confusion on where my kids should play or where they should go. So this year, we've all come together as every college in the region, every high school in the region has come together and said, what can we do to provide a single point of access to a travel team and bring all the best coaches, all the best facilities together? And we did that this year, and it's called Lynchburg Select. And years previous, we've had the Lynchburg Lumberjacks, they've had Cardinal Select, they've had a bunch of different programs, but now it's a one-stop shop. You'll have coaches from all the high schools and all the colleges, and at every age level, all the way down to the young youth U9 levels, all the way up to the elite and varsity. So when you have the brothers and the older brothers and younger brothers, it's the same program, the same great coaching staffs, and the same great facility. So now we can go. We know the best town in Lynchburg is going to go to all these other tournaments, and it's not fragmented. So it's been really neat to see the united front that all these coaches want to do and provide for these young athletes.
Got to be fairly easy to get the buy-in from the parents and the
Absolutely.
Kids than when you've got all the best coaches that
Absolutely.
Are there.
Absolutely. I truly believe that.
Jesse Bakel with us here on Cavalier Corner, talking lacrosse, JF Athletics as well. Coach Bakel, want to thank you for your time here on Cavalier Corner. Good luck the rest of the season. Hopefully it'll go long, and we'll have a chance to connect again later on.
Absolutely. It's going to go very long.
Jesse Bakel with us here on Cavalier Corner. We're back with more next across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.